freaking baby. Did you sleep okay? We missed you while you slept. Baby, stop it. It's fine. Your morning breath is everything. You think I don't like it? Baby, stop. You're an angel. Don't get me wrong. I love when you come in and give me those toothpaste kisses before you leave for work in the mornings, but if it means I'll get to keep you in bed with me, I will absolutely take that morning breath. And I will kiss your forehead and that ugly morning breath mouth. And I will love you till the end of time. If you let me. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I still have no idea how you're here with me. Baby, no, listen, I think you think I'm just talking, but I cannot believe that I am here with you right now. Mm-hmm. You make me so happy. Do you need anything? Should I make us some coffee? Yeah? Okay, babes, 1 second. Okay, so we have a full 5 minutes before the coffee is ready. What do you want to talk about? Should we just snuggle? Should I just tell you how much I love you over and over again? No, I know I'm being cheesy, but I am being so serious. You're amazing, and I want you to stop and listen to me for a few minutes. You inspire me every single day. The way that you walk into every single situation and just own it. It's wild to me. It blows my mind. And no, baby, I'm being serious. You think I don't pay attention to all of your wins, but I do, and I'm thrilled with literally every part of your life. Baby, I am just so proud of you. Really, and I'm so lucky that you're mine. Okay. Okay, so this is going to sound a little silly when I say it out loud, but every time I think about you, I think about this time that I was a kid and I was up at the lake with my family, and I was laying out in the yard on the grass with a few of my cousins. It was really late, and it was really quiet, except for the fire pit crackling, because it was starting to die down, and, you know, the occasional laugh that was carrying out from the house from my mom or my aunties, and it was pitch black, except for the stars in the sky, and all of a sudden, I saw a shooting star, and all of my cousins got up, and they started yelling and running to the house to tell their parents about how cool it was, and it was, but even at that young age, I remember just laying there, not moving and thinking, shit, I wish I was holding someone's hand. And it's not like I had you in mind in particular. It's not like I could see your face. I just know that when we met the first time that I held your hand, I was immediately brought back to that moment. No, I know, baby. I know it sounds crazy, but don't you ever think that maybe there was someone out there for you from the very beginning? I can smell the coffee, babe. Hold on. Coffee okay, babe? You need anything? It's perfect, of course. I pay attention to what you like. Okay, so where was I? Oh, okay, okay. So, have I ever told you about the origin of love? I swear if you laugh at me for being so soft right now, stop. Stop or I won't tell you. There's a point to this. I have a point. Shh. Okay, so according to this ancient Greek playwright, humans were once round. Like, they look like the kegs of cheap beer that we drank in the cornfields in high school, right? Just like roll around. But so anyways, all of these humans were round and they had two sets of arms and they had two sets of legs and they also had two faces. So they could pretty much do anything that they wanted to. Like they could watch the world around them as they read, they could shuffle cards as they wrote letters, and they walked both forwards and backwards. And in spite of being so odd looking, the humans were not only happy, but they were incredibly powerful. And so they decided that they were going to head on up and take on the gods, because why wouldn't they, right? And of course the gods were threatened. So Zeus was like, hey, wait. Let me use my lightning to just scissor them apart. And so he did. He shot fire down from the heavens and it ripped right through the flesh of the humans, dividing them into two bodies, right? And then Zeus built up this big giant storm to scatter all of the humans away from their other halves and swore that if they ever tried it again, he would split them again and we would be hopping around here on one leg and seeing through one eye. So I guess we better be careful. I guess the point of all this is that I truly believe that the first time I saw you, you seemed familiar, maybe. It was like the scar from the lightning bolt down your center was the exact opposite of mine, and all I wanted to do was wrap my arms around you and try to meld ourselves back together, and whew, oh my god, I know, I'm so cheesy, but I love you, and you're so important to me, and I just want to make sure that you know that. Anyway, babe. You need more coffee? Should we get up and get some breakfast? No. You know what? You stay here. I will make you breakfast. I love you. Go back to sleep for a few minutes, okay? I'll wake you when it's ready.